The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and with me still is Wayne Madsen of WayneMadsenReport.com. Paul Joseph Watson is going to be joining us in the next segment. He's going to be with us throughout the fourth hour. Joe Biggs is going to be joining us at the bottom of the fourth hour. I want to go back to Wayne and kind of wrap this up now. Wayne, as we're looking at this, and of course, Mr. Sibley said that he is going to release some information next week. What's your sense of this? Do you think that the mainstream media is going to completely paper this over for Ted Cruz? I mean, we saw him meet with Megyn Kelly over the weekend. She appeared with him and her Prada heels, her $1,200 Pradas, and did a denial that he had ever cheated on his wife. Of course, this goes earlier than the time in question is before he got married. How do you see this unfolding? Are they going to be able to cover this up, or do you think this is going to be a drip of continuing revelations from National Enquirer and from other sources?
Well, notice how Cruz answered that question. He said, "I've always been faithful to my wife." He didn't talk about what happened before they got married in 2001. We're talking about Bush-Cheney transition in December 2000 into January, and then the time he spent with the campaign before that. And then, you know, typical Cruz, when he's hit with something, he tried to attack the messenger. He referred to the name of the publisher of the National Enquirer and the other American media publications because of his last name. He tried to make some joke out of that even kind of appalled Megyn Kelly. If you saw, she reeled back and said, "Oh, my God, you went there," because the publisher's name is David Pecker. You know, wink, wink, aha. You know, I mean, is that the real Ted Cruz? Somebody who you know, engages in such infantile.
And that's just it, Wayne. We don't know who the real Ted Cruz is.
Huh?
That's just it. We don't know who the real Ted Cruz is. Is this guy a Canadian? Is he an American? I mean, he was a Canadian citizen until after he became a senator. And then he got rid of his citizenship so he could run for president. I mean, everything about this guy from the get-go is phony.
Yeah, I mean, my dad had a name for people like him, and he's a four-flusher, you know. He claims he's a great debater, yet he had to resort to making fun of somebody's last name in his interview with Megyn Kelly. But where do I think this is going? I think the mainstream media will eat around the edges like they did, you know, when I exposed Dennis Hastert. Now there's four, you know, others that come up and said, "Yeah, we were abused by him too." But back in 2006, no one was interested, and now they're all interested.
That's right. You broke that way before anybody else did. Alex wasn't even comfortable going there with that information, but you were way ahead of the curve. That you got your ear to the ground as to what's going on in that swamp we call Washington D.C. I guess, you know, Rome on the Potomac is what many people call it. I mean, it really is like Rome, like Caligula's Rome.
It's a bad place, and you know, when people may have their heroes in both parties, but over the years I've come to the realization that you know, none of these guys or women walk on water.
That's right.
So we're going to see a lot more information, I think, come out, and you know, it's with Ted Cruz, it's going to be political. His political demise by 1,000 cuts.
You know, and that's the thing. I mean, even if there is absolutely nothing to this story, to me, what he did to Ben Carson, his fellow Christian, for him to parade his piety in public, for him to say, he and his wife, our campaign is the face of God to America. As a Christian, I'm offended by what he has done that is known and made public. And this just brings up more issues to me. I saw the way that he diverted these questions about his natural-born citizenship. He didn't answer them. He said, hey, I'm a lawyer. I know these things. And so don't question me on this.
He believes in the end justifies the means.
That's right.
I don't find any Christianity in that.
No, absolutely not. Thank you so much, Wayne Madsen, WayneMadsenReport.com. Stay with us. We're going to be talking to Paul Joseph Watson from London. Be right back after the break.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent, with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe, lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way.
In defense of human liberty, Alex Jones.
I'll be looking for aid when they pull that in.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and our host for this fourth hour is Paul Joseph Watson from London. I got an article from Nico, our producer here. He was saying that Paul had something about a European legislator, Paul, who was raped by a migrant but doesn't want this person deported. I mean, is this person from Stockholm? Is this a Stockholm syndrome that we're seeing here?
Well, I mean, this is the point I've made over and over again, David. We had feminists in Cologne handing out roses to migrants at an asylum center after the mass molestation of women on New Year's Eve, which now we know is confirmed was covered up by the police, just as they've been covering up these rapes for months and months, in their own words, so as to not legitimize critics of mass migration. They don't care about the victims. They don't care about the women being raped. They care about the perception, about the narrative. So now this has gone one step deeper into insanity. This is an article out of Breitbart. After anal rape, left-wing activist felt guilt and responsibility, his migrant attacker was deported. And it reads, a left-wing activist has bared all to a Norwegian documentary crew about his rape at the hands of a Somalian migrant and his despair at seeing the man deported. This is an active member of the Norwegian Socialist Left Party who described himself as an ardent feminist and anti-racist, explained the difficulty he experienced accepting that he had been anally raped by a male migrant. He said he didn't blame the man for the attack and regretted the fact that he had been sent back to Somalia. And we've seen this before. In Sweden especially, there was a woman on a train who got raped by a couple of Iraqi migrants. She felt guilty because she said that they had been traumatized, and so it kind of entitled them to rape her. And she didn't initially report it to police because she feared that these rapists, being migrants, would be deported. So it's an almost identical situation. Again, it's about this man putting himself on trial for his own white guilt, even though he's the victim of this attack. And you mentioned Stockholm syndrome. That's exactly what it is. There's another psychological phenomenon which is similar called traumatic bonding. And that's when a victim adopts the same values of the aggressor, because if they do so, the aggressor ceases to be perceived as a threat. So, you know, instead of accepting the reality of the problem that we have to face up to this, that we're importing this terrible culture, this actual rape culture, we're importing it into Europe, into the West, it's easier to deny it by just identifying with the perpetrator, which is now, we've seen in all these situations, they say, well, they were traumatized. I mean, you can understand why they would want to rape us, and we should feel guilty about it. Complete mental illness, complete Stockholm syndrome. And when most of the victims in these cases are young children, as we saw again in Germany a couple of days ago, we have to reject this ridiculous notion that somehow these individuals are entitled to rape women, men, and children because they're traumatized. It's completely ludicrous.
You're talking about these young children. That was something that really, really profoundly disturbed my wife, to see that video of that migrant who was holding that baby and threatening to throw that baby and shaking the baby and everything. This is what we're seeing, you know, on the other side, in terms of people waking up and understanding that there's something insane here. I've heard multiple people, not just calling in to our program, calling in to when we're doing the debates, but I've also heard people calling in to local talk radio. People who are coming from Central and South America saying, hey, I like Trump because I don't want a lot of these bad people that I'm running away from in these other countries to be able to follow me into this country. I want something done about this. I want these people vetted.
Yeah, and if you look at the polls when Rubio was still in the race back a few weeks ago, Donald Trump had more support amongst Muslims in America than all the other GOP candidates combined. Obviously, not a lot of Muslims are going to vote for him in the first place, because generally people from those areas of the world are dependent on government. They vote for an expansion of the welfare state, so they're more likely to support Democrats. But amongst the Muslims who are Republicans, again, Trump had more support from Muslims than all the other candidates combined. And it's because the ones who have assimilated, and that's the only way that it works, is to bring in skilled migrants at a slow, you know, pace, not 300,000 a year like we do in Britain. That's when it works. That's when they build businesses. They become assimilated. They adopt American values. They want to pursue happiness, you know, build wealth, have happy families, and actually integrate into society. And when they do that, they look back to the countries where they came from, these police state hellholes, which have an incredibly low standard of living, and they say, we don't want to import hundreds of thousands of people from North Africa and the Middle East.
That's
because
right.
We will become like North Africa and the Middle East because they don't assimilate. The pace of immigration is so fast. There's no, you know, program of assimilation. There isn't in Europe. And that's why they turn Europe into North Africa and the Middle East, because they create these ghettos.
Exactly. They self-ghettoize because they bring in so many people at a time. That's the core issue. By bringing them in the large groups, just like you said, They create ghettos because they self-ghettoize. They don't, if they have a large enough group of people that come in together, they don't want to mix with the population that's already there. They don't adopt the legal, cultural language that of that nation. They stay within that small area, and I think it makes it more easy for them to radicalize. Of course, you know, when you've got a large number of people coming in as well, if you've only got, as we've mentioned before, doing the math, looking at the number of people that have come into Europe, if you only have 0.1%, you've got hundreds or thousands of people who are radical jihadists who could come in. Even though you've got 99.9% of the people that are okay, you still got, if you've got a massive number of people, you still got a significant number of people who are radicals, and those radicals can easily radicalize the second generation who doesn't really understand what's going on with this. They didn't see the previous country. All they know is that they grew up in this ghetto, and they're resentful of the outside culture that they've never been really allowed to mix with.
Well, that's exactly right. And again, you saw today yet another one of the individuals involved in plotting the Brussels bombing was a Syrian refugee. He came in from Syria through Greece into Europe. So, of course, a percentage of these individuals, if you import them in such vast numbers, are going to be jihadists. And with the ghettos, in fact, ISIS said in its own manifesto, which was released back in December, that they're going to exploit this migrant wave to create those ghettos because they're the perfect breeding ground for radicalization. And you saw that with Salah Abdeslam. Of course, he hid out in Molenbeek for 3 months after the Paris massacre. And he was able to do so because he was protected by his friends and neighbors, which is the point I make over and over again. The problem we have isn't just with jihadists. Yes, a tiny percentage of Muslims are actually jihadists, but a whole bigger percentage of Muslims are Islamists. So they will give protection to jihadists to force their brand of Islam on the world. And that's what happened in Molenbeek when they protected, you know, Abdeslam, the Paris massacre. He was involved in the Paris massacre.
You're talking about somebody's particular brand of Islam. One of the callers that we had during one of the debates said, look, I'm Muslim and I support Donald Trump because I'm concerned about some of the sects of Islam that are coming in, because Islam is not a monolithic thing. You've got the Wahhabists that he was concerned about, that were our closest allies, Saudi Arabia, and really one of the most, if not the most, violent parts of Islam. He was concerned that there were going to be Wahhabists coming in. So he wanted some kind of vetting of the number of people that were coming in. He didn't want the gates just opened up to allow masses of unvetted people to come in. And that's what Donald Trump has been talking about. It's portrayed and spun by the media to say he's against all Muslims, and that's not what he's saying, and that's not what the Muslims are saying. They're saying we want to know who is coming in and making sure that this isn't what's happening.
Well, yeah, and the voices of reform within Islam always get intimidated and drowned out. I mean, you can look at Majid Nawaz and people like that. They're trying to reform Islam from the inside. They're getting drowned out by Islamists. And then back to the point about ghettos, if you look at the statistics, I mean, it's absolutely shocking. You can look at Belgium, for example, which has a Muslim population of around 6%. The prison population of Belgium, given that its Muslim population is just 6%, is 45% Muslim. So they're grossly overrepresented. Because, again, they get sucked into these hopeless ghettos. They commit petty crimes. Mm-hmm. But it gets worse. You can look at France, 6 to 10% Muslim population. Muslims make up 70% of prisoners in France. Mm. Same stats for Spain. Muslim population, 3.7%. Yeah, the prison population of Spain is 70%. That's 70, not 17, 70% Muslim. So obviously this isn't working, right? They're creating these ghettos. They're getting sucked into this hopeless life. They're committing petty crime because they're not being assimilated. Yet we still have this ludicrous open border policy by European leaders. They've now said they're going to double down on it. And it's clearly failed. It's failed in terms of, you know, social cohesion. It's failed in terms of putting Europe's security at risk. All of these individuals involved in Paris and Brussels, either they were supposedly assimilated or they came in as refugees. So either way you look at it, it's just not working, and it's a big threat.
Yeah, when we look at the political parties throughout Europe that have risen up to try to take back their sovereignty from the European Union. Of course, we have the Brexit that's coming up, whether or not they're going to, whether or not Britain is going to exit the EU. I'm curious as to what your take is on that, Paul. How do you see that playing out? Do you think that that's going to prevail? It's coming up pretty soon, isn't it?
It's coming up in June.
Mm-hmm.
I think if it looks like the Leave vote is going to win, they'll probably try and pull some shenanigans, because that would deal such a massive blow to this multi-decade project, which started way back in the 50s with the Bilderberg Group, of course.
Yes. Yes.
They planned the single currency, which only came into fruition in the 90s.
Back stay with us. We've got to take a quick break. I want to know what you have to say about the Brexit. It's all part of the globalist consolidation. We'll be right back with Paul Joseph Watson.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. A sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack, when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 4040 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 4040.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Paul Joseph Watson in the UK. We're going to be joined by Joe Biggs in the next segment. Before we go back to Paul, I just want to let you know that we have Secret 12. That's our vitamin B12 is back in stock at InfoWarsLife.com. And it's one of the products that we had run out of stock, but it is now available at InfoWarsLife.com. Combines the two ultra bioavailable forms of vitamin B12 into a single bottle. And the best part, there's no injections. Just put it under your tongue, leave it there for a while, and swallow it. Nothing could be easier. But you get the same benefit as if you're taking this high-quality vitamin B12 supplement in a more, let's call it painful form. Nobody likes to get stuck with a needle. So you don't have to do that. You can just take it in a very easily available, bioavailable form, in a liquid form. That's our vitamin B12, Secret 12. That's now back in stock at InfoWarsLife.com. Paul, we were talking before we went to the break about the Brexit. And, of course, I'm curious with all the parties that are picking up in popularity there because they're opposing the open borders. Here what we're seeing with Donald Trump that I think is so valuable is he's the only candidate that's here in America that is opposing not only the trade treaties and the open borders, but also the climate treaties. Are there any political parties in Europe or the UK that are talking about open borders? Because, again, that directly attacks our sovereignty. But they also do these economic moves with these treaties. And that's a predecessor to coming in and having a political consolidation, and they use economic crisis, as they've talked about, possibly doing some kind of a move just before the Brexit vote. That was leaked by WikiLeaks, some private correspondence there that was going on between the IMF and some people in Greece, threatening them with an event and talking about how they might want to do that just before Britain decides whether or not it's going to leave the EU. So we have these economic treaties that bring things together. We have the open borders that directly affect our sovereignty. But then they use the economic issues, these climate treaties and these trade treaties, to also attack our sovereignty. Is there anybody in the UK or in Europe that is opposed to all three of these tactics?
Yeah, there are several parties. I mean, for the past 2 years, they've been having great success. There was a party in Germany recently that had a lot of success. Sweden and Denmark as well, of course, as a UKIP in the United Kingdom. But as you said, the migrant crisis was a kind of reaction to that. We had these conservative political parties sweeping to victories a couple of years ago. The reaction to that was to bring in all these millions of people now. It's up to over a million just in Germany alone, who will become dependent on government, and they will vote for bigger government. That's the point about this. Every time you poll people from these areas of the world and you ask them, do you support smaller or bigger government, always the vast majority say they support bigger government because they're quite poor and they want to vote for more welfare. So that's why big government has an incentive to bring them into the country. Then, of course, you've got this narrative which we have in Germany, which is, oh, the German population is dying, we need immigrants to act as cheap labor, otherwise the economy is going to grind to a halt. It's just absolute BS. I mean, you can look at Germany and you can look at Sweden, for example, where 58% of the welfare payments in Sweden go to immigrants. Again, given that immigrants are still a relatively small number in the population, 58% of welfare payments are going to immigrants. So they're not doing the jobs that other people don't want to do. 48% of immigrants in Sweden of working age don't work. So this argument that you need to bring in these millions of people to do cheap labor just doesn't stand up to the test because they're not doing labor. They're sucking off the state. And then they vote for more state, for bigger government, which is why the government wants to bring them in. That's the whole agenda behind this.
It's kind of funny because, you know, they're looking at this and saying, hey, we've got this population demographics issue. You people want to retire. We've got a kind of a social security system, a social net here, but there's not enough people to support you, so we've got to bring in these populations. And, you know, Paul, I'm reminded that it was Germany and it was Bismarck who created the first social security template. He picked the age of 65 because that was the life expectancy of the German people. It has always been a lie. And so now they keep moving that age as life expectancy goes up. They say, hey, we got a solvency issue because we never really expected to pay people any benefits here. Now that they're living longer, we got to change that age of withdrawal. But now they've got a new lie, and they're going to take care of you by importing people who have absolutely no connection to you, to your culture, to your language, to your country. And, of course, they're going to pay heavy taxes to support your retirement. What a lie. Well, stay with us. We're going to come back with Paul Joseph Watson and with Joe Biggs. He's going to be joining us right after the break to talk about a new Sesame Street character, a hijab-clad Muppet from Afghanistan. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work from home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out-of-stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and here in Austin with me is Joe Biggs, and we've got Paul Joseph Watson on the line from the UK. Joe is here to talk about a new story that we have up about a new Sesame Street character. This is a hijab-clad Muppet, Zari, a feminist from Afghanistan. You know, I guess, Joe, when I look at this, I think an Islamic feminist is something of an oxymoron.
I mean, look, I've been to Afghanistan. I've seen firsthand how they treat women, how they treat these children. It's completely and totally ridiculous. I'm all for empowering women over in the Middle East. That's great. But first, you have to change their ideologies. They need to come into 2016. If you teach a young generation of Afghani females to empower themselves, to stand up to these men, there's going to be mass mutilations. There's going to be mass killings. They don't play games around there. Mm-hmm. You have to first change this radical Islamic ideology, and then you can bring in some of this female empowerment. But I think this is ridiculous. Is Sesame Street going to be held accountable when these young girls grow up and they start back-talking to these guys? I'm not saying that's right, but this is reality. This is what's going to happen. I've been to Afghanistan. I've been to Iraq. I've been into other countries I can't name. Because not officially there. But this is something that will happen. And then you look at this right here. There's a new law. There are Muslim men fighting for the right to kill their wives. What if that passes? And then you have this group of women growing up, becoming adults, thinking that they can go off, take this off, empower themselves, remove the hijab. That's not going to be good. And then when is that going to happen? When is this character going to get leaked into the American version of Sesame Street? Mm-hmm. So they're saying right now this is only going to be in Afghanistan, which is already dangerous enough. Then you bring that over here. What's going to happen then?
Oh, yeah. I think it's not going to be very long before they introduce it into the American version of Sesame Street. Paul, your comments on that?
Well, Joe mentioned the article, and it's out of the New York Post. There are Muslim men fighting for the right to kill their wives. They're actually having to pass a law in Pakistan which says that it's not your right within your own private home to physically abuse and kill your wife in an honor killing. They're actually having to pass a law in Pakistan to ban that, and there's this huge campaign against it by these Islamists again. And if you read the article, it states, they've deemed the bill un-Islamic, contradictory to the verses of the Quran, and an attempt to secularize or westernize Pakistan. So again, they cite the Quran in justifying their, quote, right to physically abuse and kill their own family members, because we know this happens over and over again. You know, girls who marry somebody who they actually want to marry, God forbid, that's a shame on the family because it's not an arranged marriage. And fathers in many cases have killed and attempted to kill their own daughters. This is a massive problem. In fact, there was a girl in Pakistan who was shot in the head by her own father, dumped in a river, because, again, she tried to marry somebody who she actually fell in love with. I mean, the horror.
Well, think about this. The U.S. surge operation to clear 10,000 Syrian refugees in just 3 months. This is an article by Washington Examiner. You're talking about bringing these people with these ideologies that treat women this way, that rape them, that want to murder them, that throw acid in their face. You want to bring these people unvetted into this country. What's going to happen? How many social justice warriors are going to stand up when they're being attacked and beaten? It's happening in Europe, but it's going to happen here, and we're going to let it go because the government is allowing it to happen. It's completely ridiculous.
And as Paul was just saying, if they've
got
a...
And they're going to sit there and go, thank you for it. Throw more acid on my face. You know, it's sick.
If they have a culture, if they have a religion that supports this activity, the laws or the Sesame Street programs really aren't going to change that. Paul, your comment.
Yeah, I mean, the hijab is worn by women in many Middle Eastern countries. Because if they didn't wear it, they would get acid attacked. They would get raped. I mean, that's one of the justifications that migrants in Europe use for raping women. They say, well, she wasn't wearing a hijab. She wasn't wearing a burqa. She deserves it. So it's not a choice they make. It's not some feminist female empowerment thing. It's something that's forced upon them. Otherwise, they leave themselves open to be sexually abused and attacked. So again, complete disconnection with the Sesame Street thing. It's not about female empowerment.
South by Southwest, the music festival that was here, I had some friends of mine that live in London. They were here. It was a husband and wife. And they were talking about their experience when they went to the UAE, over Qatar and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And how when they went there, the wife was like, you know what, I'm going to, you know, kind of abide by their culture. I'm going to cover up, dress really conservative, because I don't want to be offensive to their culture.
Mm-hmm.
Then she goes back into London, and she's wearing her natural clothes that she would wear out, you know, a dress, high heels, and these Muslim men are spitting at her, calling her names and things like that, attacking her in her own land.
Because they don't respect her culture.
Yeah.
Yeah. She respects their culture, tries to play by their rules, by their customs, but then they come to her culture and are going to try to force her to conform.
Yeah. And they're already talking about housing these refugees on military bases. We've already done that with these immigrants coming in from Mexico and Central America at Lackland Air Force Base where the shooting was today.
Yeah.
You know, it's out of control, and they're wanting to bring in tons and tons without vetting them.
Well, and of course, the issue, and we all three understand that, our listeners understand it, it is not incompetence. It is not that they don't understand what's going on with this. This is by design.
Exactly.
It's part of the globalist agenda to try to create chaos within these countries. They don't want to have assimilation. That's why they bring them in such large numbers, as Paul was talking about, the self-ghettoizing that happens with that. But it's also the trade treaties, the climate treaties. This is all part of the takedown of the West, as well as establishing an economic control that is outside of the national sovereignty of the existing countries.
Exactly.
You know, one of the things that I thought was interesting that we saw here, and I don't know if you guys saw this or not, it's kind of off the side here, but we're talking about, you mentioning the military and everything, the U.S. military has christened a self-driving Sea Hunter warship. And as they report this in Reuters, they say it's the naval equivalent of Google's self-driving car. So I'm kind of wondering if this warship is going to drive into, if they programmed it to drive into a bus, or if it's going to turn into a bus or whatever. You know, we looked at this $360 million stealth warship that they released a couple of months ago, went about 50 miles and broke down and had to be towed back. We're getting to the point where nothing that our government is doing is working to, you know, they tell us they're there to keep us safe. That's the whole justification, security, safety. And yet, it is just open corruption.
The driverless cars have already had 84 wrecks.
Yeah.
84.
Yeah.
I've only had one in my entire life, and I wasn't the cause of it. You know, what's going to happen when this, you know, driverless boat warship accidentally creeps into Iranian waters or something and launches a missile? They're going to go, whoa, that's not our fault. Sorry, guys. We didn't mean to start this war.
It really does allow them, and it does. It gives them plausible deniability. So, I mean, you want to talk about a false flag, it'd be very easy to do that. But, I mean, we look at something like this, we have not solved this problem. We just had a situation in Pennsylvania where you had a tragedy on a railroad track.
Okay.
On a railroad track. And now here they're going to put a warship that is self-driving out at sea, and they can't even get their manned ship that they spent $360 million on.
They can't even find an airplane when it goes down in the ocean. What the hell are they going to do when that thing's gone?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So, it's really crazy.
I don't see anything bad happening with this at all.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot that's going to go wrong. Because look at this story too, as well. When we're talking about the technology that's failing. Robot waiters were fired after spilling drinks and food during restaurant service. So you can't get your ship that you spent $360 million on to go further than 50 miles. You can't get robot waiters to serve food without spilling it all over the customers, but you're going to release an autonomous warship. And that's the thing that so many people are concerned about. And of course, there's a movement in Europe to try to block this, to try to get some kind of sense to people, to get the public to wake up as well. Paul, we've talked many times to Dr. Noel Sharkey, who has warned us about the desire to create autonomous killing machines. And I mean, this is the first time I've seen it in terms of a warship. Usually we're thinking about swarms of drones that are operating, or, you know, something like that. But these warships that they're already unleashing.
Yeah, of course, the big thing with driverless cars is that they're going to give the computer the moral agency to decide who it kills.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're in a driverless car, you're going down the highway, you're going to have a wreck, and there's a chance that you could die, or that some child, you know, that's just crossing the road could die. It's going to choose to kill you.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
In certain situations, of course, you could avoid both tragedies, but that computer is going to make a split-second decision to kill you. That's a problem.
Yeah.
Also a problem is the fact now we know that the government is going to regulate this, where they decide whether you can get in this driverless car in the first place. It's about control of mobility.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about giving people freedom. It's about increased control.
Yeah, increased control and tracking. That's the key thing, because we're going to have the United States. I don't know how this is progressing in the U.K., but they are accelerating this in America, and they're going to have vehicle-to-vehicle black boxes mandated for the cars, and they're going to be releasing that legislation. We're told the rules, actually, it's not going to be legislation, because we don't pass laws anymore in the Congress. We simply turn the power over to these bureaucracies, who then tell us what the new laws are going to be, calling them regulations. But the regulations that are going to be coming out in the fall are going to mandate these vehicle-to-vehicle communications, and there's going to be a black box you're going to have to buy in your car, but it's also going to talk to the infrastructure. They have vehicle-to-infrastructure communication, and that's going to be used to track you. It's going to be used to tax you. It's going to be used to change your insurance plan so that it can get you out of the car. You won't be able to afford to drive a car.
Excuse me, Mr. Johnson. We've just been notified that you are late on child support. We will be shutting down the vehicle, locking the doors, and notifying law enforcement. Enjoy your day.
Or maybe they didn't like that Facebook post and they're just going to lock the doors or and drive you to a prison. Exactly. Yeah, we know
We know that's already happening in China. Remember the social credit score that they had, where if people had criticized the government or if they were purchasing things that were a little bit suspicious, they would lose their social credit score. It would go down.
Yes.
And that would then impact their friends. So mm-hmm. they bring peer pressure into it. So, you know, if you're not a well-behaved citizen, maybe you're not going to be allowed to get in the car in the first place.
Yeah, and of course, we had those articles at the beginning of the week where they were reviving this system where they're going to have police booths every few blocks throughout China, where they're going to have actually a very crude form of surveillance, where they're going to have humans knowing everybody that's in their neighborhood. Coming to a modern city like Guangzhou, which is one of the most modern cities in mainland China, they're bragging about how the fact that they're going to put these people in there, and within a couple of months, they're going to know who the families are, but then they're going to know within about 6 months everything about all the individuals in all of the families. And they are jumping on this self-driving car even more so than the American government, because they're all about control. That's what this is all about. It creates a lot of safety issues. And just as we're mm-hmm. looking at these military things, you've got situations where these autonomous killing machines can go crazy, either with an error or with a false flag attack. But it can also, start wars, as you just mentioned. But when we look at it from the transportation standpoint, when a government wants to control a population, what do? They control the movements. One of the first things the military is going to do is get control of transportation methods. And so that's one of the things that they're doing in enacting this control grid. And I think Americans don't really realize how dangerous this is going to be.
You know, I was just in Philly. They are building the city up. They're going higher. They're not going out. And you have these massive BLM grabs where they're taking all this land.
That's Agenda 21, yeah.
Exactly. They're taking the land. They're pushing you into cities, building the cities as high up as they can, putting you in these tiny little rooms where they can control you. Then they put you in this driverless car where they control you and watch you and listen to you. There's already that the new Corvette has a thing called valet mode.
Yeah.
That regardless if your car is on or off, it is always listening and recording your conversations.
And, of course, in the U.K., Paul, you've got, I think we just lost Paul there. But, of course, in the U.K., they have the same issues that we have here, where they're trying to sell all these micro apartments that are 200 square feet, 100 square feet, that are extremely expensive, selling that as the newest, latest, trendiest thing.
Yeah, it's like getting a cute, smart storage unit or something like that down the street and go, hey, look at my new trendy apartment. It's 5 by 5 foot. It's amazing.
Yeah, yeah. And that's why, when we look at what's happening, so many people who are in the cities, who are in the suburbs, when these stories that we have covered in Oregon and Nevada, other places like that, where the ranchers, the farmers, the loggers, the miners, who've had property rights that are genuine property rights just as much as the home that you have in the suburbs. These are property rights that they have passed on, in many cases, far longer than anybody in your family has had a house in the suburbs. They've had these logging or mineral rights they've had for maybe 150, 160 years. And the government is coming in and taking those away from these people who are doing productive things for our society. People in the suburbs, people in the cities don't realize that they're next on the list.
Yep.
They can take somebody's property rights that are surface grazing rights or logging rights. They can come in and they can take the rights to your home and they can force you into a city situation. They can force you into a controlled transportation.
2008.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. That's what we're seeing. I think we lost Paul. We're going to try to establish contact with Paul in just a moment. But again, when we look at what's happening in this country, and it's not just Sesame Street. We're also seeing the way the agendas are being set up with the movies. As I was talking about yesterday, the CIA even having episodes of a cooking show that they're involved in.
Yeah, I know.
Okay? It's not just things like Zero Dark 30 that they're doing. It's a complete full-spectrum control of the media going back to going back to the beginning of the Cold War. Paul's back with us. Paul, your comments.
I missed what you were talking about. Sorry, can you recap?
Well, we were just talking about we were talking about Agenda 21 and how the we're going back to the Sesame Street situation that we've got. It's not just Sesame Street, but it is everything that the media is doing in terms of the movies that are coming out. I just had a story yesterday where we had the CIA involved even in a cooking show here in the United States. It's not just the high-profile movies that are pretty obvious. It's not just Sesame Street where they're coming in and doing this in Afghanistan. We'll probably bring this character into the United States. But it's even in subtle ways like cooking shows. It's full-spectrum dominance when they're trying to manipulate and control society.
Well, and that's because they know that young people, you know, millennials growing up in their early 20s now, don't watch the news anymore. They watch entertainment programs, if that. You know, now they're all on Netflix, so I guess we're going to see more propaganda placement in those kind of shows. So, yeah, they avoid doing it in the news because less and less people are watching it. Trust in mainstream media is at record lows. So now they have to use the narratives of entertainment shows and the characters within those shows to get their brainwashing out, because that's what the millennials are watching right now.
It's working very effectively. When Rob Dew and my son were covering these protests out in Wisconsin, it was very, very effective. You saw most of the people who were there as protesters, most of the people who bought into this mindless privilege narrative that they've given people, as well as this story that we have on our site today, these social justice warriors crashing the Students for Trump meeting. Over and over again, we're seeing just how effective this propaganda has become, because it's not only entertainment, but of course it's the educational system. Stay with us. We're going to be right back with Paul Joseph Watson and Joe Biggs.
No secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Are you concerned about the power grid? About the new war on the power grid? If so, this will be the most important radio message you will ever hear, and the most valuable. Here's why. An important book revealing new and dangerous vulnerabilities of the power grid has just been written. Incredibly, the author has agreed to give away several free copies, but only for a limited time to GCN listeners. He simply asks that you pay $3 to cover part of the shipping and handling cost. Even better, if you're one of the first 17 online today, he will actually FedEx the book to you. Why do this? Why would he spend extra money and all that bother to FedEx his new book? The answer is simple. America's power grid is in grave danger, and most Americans are clueless. Find out what's going on behind the scenes, and why the most common question this author gets is, do you fear for your life? Go to waronthegrid.com. That's waronthegrid.com. Don't wait. Waronthegrid.com.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. but you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
To the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight here in Austin with Joe Biggs, and we have Paul Joseph Watson joining us from the UK. We have a couple of headlines that are very significant on InfoWars today. Millions wrongly treated for cancer, says the National Cancer Institute panel. Also, chemo and radiation can make cancer more malignant. Now, these stories are saying that millions of people who are screen-detected abnormalities are not cancer in the first place, but even those which can be considered to be fast-growing are often being driven into greater malignancy by the conventional chemotherapy, radiation, and surgery-based standards of cancer care itself. Check out those stories at InfoWars.com. That's information you need to know, information that is breaking. And, of course, when we look at this, we know that one of the best things you can do for yourself is to try to make sure that you have pure food, try to get the dangerous chemicals out of your food, and make sure that you're getting the essential nutrients that you need. With that in mind, remember that we have Survival Shield X2 now back in stock at InfoWarsLife.com. That's our pure nascent iodine formula. Its populations, as we pointed out, have gained as much as 15 IQ points when it was added back into the salt in the 1990s. They take it in and out of the food supply. And so make sure that you're getting the kinds of nutrition that you need. Give your body what it needs to build itself up. And that's one of your best ways to keep yourself healthy and to look out for the health of your family as well. Again, Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, today we had a shooting at a military base in San Antonio, and I want to play you a clip and get a reaction from Paul Joseph Watson and Joe Biggs to what the one of the officers on site said. Let's roll back.
Secondly, is on the larger camps and installations of Fort Hood, of Fort Bragg, of Fort Lewis, for example, in terms of carrying privately owned weapons on military bases, concealed privately owned weapons, that is not authorized. That is a DOD policy. I do not recommend that it be changed. We have adequate law enforcement on those bases to respond. You take the Fort Hood incident number 2, the one where I was the commander of 3rd Corps. Those police responded within 8 minutes, and that guy was dead. So that's pretty quick. And
not quick
a lot
enough.
Of people died in the process of that, but that was a very fast evolving event. And I am not convinced from what I know that carrying privately owned weapons would have stopped that individual.
Wow.
I've been around guns all my life.
Let's go to Joe Biggs and Paul Joseph White. So he's saying that 8 minutes is pretty quick. Is that pretty quick when somebody's got a loaded gun pointed at you?
I mean, when you're in a situation like that, that's like being in combat. 8 minutes is a lifetime.
Yeah.
So much can happen
that's
in 8 minutes.
Yeah.
A lot can happen. Death, you know, whether you're going to live or not. I mean, it's completely and totally crazy.
We've only got a couple of minutes in this segment, and it's not enough. I mean, especially if somebody was pointing a gun at my head.
I mean this happened today at Lackland Air Force Base. It's about an hour and 15 minutes south of us here in Austin, Texas. And basically the report is earlier this morning there was an active shooter. Come to find out it's an airman who went on base, shot his commander, then turned the gun on himself and killed himself, apparently. Mm-hmm. So that's what they're saying. But look, if somebody, even with the laws how they are, this kid could have just thrown that in the trunk of his car. They only randomly screen and search certain vehicles just from time to time. They do. They have like a little, like a number they do every day, like, you know, every 5th car, every 10th car, whatever. Or then they'll do one day, they elevate the security level and they just search all of them. You know, that can easily, you know, be sent through if they have the same law and act.
So, and of course, if they hadn't had that rule, the person that he killed might have been able to defend himself.
Exactly.
We
saw what happened in Chattanooga. You know, at these recruiting centers. It's completely and totally ridiculous.
Real quickly, just a couple of seconds. Paul, I know you're in a victim disarmament zone there in the UK. Your comments.
Well, I mean, he's hailing the fact that it only took 8 minutes with the Fort Hood shooting. 13 people died.
Yeah.
If you can't trust military personnel to carry guns on base, then who can you trust? That's
exactly.
Ridiculous.
Exactly. Exactly. These are the people that work for the government. They're supposed to be keeping us safe and secure. They can't be trusted to protect themselves. Join us tonight, 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, for the InfoWars Nightly News.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.